In this moment, we know that we are not alone, that we belong, that we are loved. And aligning with love aligns us with the divine, who is gentle and patient, accepting. In this moment, we allow ourselves to be held by our divine parent who calls us child, who holds us when we experience fear, who affirms us when we doubt, and who accepts regardless of attitudes, behaviors, or even self-perception. And so in recognizing that God is among us, that God is with us, and that God is in us, we allow for our hearts to be opened with gratitude. And in gratitude, we experience the miracle of enoughness, that in this moment, we can access everything we need, everything we desire, and everything that we think is missing. In gratitude, we allow our hearts to be receptive. We allow our ears to be opened, our eyes to see what we cannot see, what we have failed to hear. And in gratitude, we allow ourselves to receive the gifts that have always been ours. In the miracle of gratitude, we acknowledge the simplicity of love in its abundance, allowing it to wash over us, in us, and through us. And with gratitude, we receive the gift of this day, allowing memory to bring us back to this morning, the sunrise, waking up in a bed far from home, distant from our concerns and the demands, the strains and the pressures on our lives. With gratitude, we remember this day, the wise words from Philina, the sacred moments of silence, our mindful walking, our mindful eating, getting into our bodies while stretching. With gratitude, we remember the rest that this day has offered. A community in a circle, holding us in an embrace, supporting our practice. In gratitude, we allow for this day to be full of the messaging, the affirmations, and the gifts that we fail to recognize. And so as we remember, we look for a consolation, a moment of peace, a moment of love, an accepting moment of stability, of centeredness, of rootedness. A moment of tenderness, where we were capable of holding ourselves with compassion, and as we allow our memories to meander through this day, looking for this consolation, rather than holding that memory, we allow ourselves to be held in that memory in this moment. Listening to the gifts, listening to the truth contained within it, listening for the answers that maybe we've been grasping and grappling for, but have always been there waiting for us. We allow for this consolation, even if it's mundane, profane, ordinary, or human, to be a hinge to our spiritual awakening, to be a doorway to spiritual awareness, to be a gateway to the embrace of divine love. And so, allowing this consolation to hold us, we listen. With gratitude, we also look for a desolation, something that was triggered in us, set off in us. Maybe it was a painful memory of betrayal or loss. Maybe it was a feeling of abandonment or being misunderstood. Maybe it was a fear. Perhaps a desolation is a concern or an anxiety of something that's waiting for us when we return, that in this place is attempting to steal our peace. Maybe in the silence, this desolation exposed to us all the frenetic energy and noise that we fill our minds and hearts with to avoid it. And so with courage, we name a desolation, a resistance to love, a resistance to God, a resistance to ourself. And we do not allow it to possess us, control us, or hold us, but we place it in its right seat. We welcome it and acknowledge it and lay it down. With courage, we allow this destination to be an invitation to grace, to wholeness, to a renewed sense of peace. We allow ourselves to face this desolation with confession, with lament, with sorrow. For some of us, we simply have no words. We don't even know what we need. We're at the end of ourselves. And so we surrender and we let it go. And in letting it go, we fill that empty space that it has possessed now with hope, anticipation for continued experiences of embrace and love, the continuation of an inner centeredness that gives us the ability to perceive, receive, and fall into, stumbling forward into the embrace of love from that divine parent that calls us child. That does for us what we can't do for ourselves. That carries us when we cannot go any further. That comforts us when we're overwhelmed, broken, wounded, exhausted. All the mental and emotional and somatic energy that these desolations have possessed in us, as we let them go, we now fill them, those empty places, those hollow spaces, with hope, and we allow hope to carry us into our rest this evening, into a new day tomorrow, with a new sunrise and a new opportunity to become fully human and fully loved.